This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says cases of diseases caused by mosquito, tick, and flea bites tripled in the U.S. between 2004 and 2016. I talked to a healthcare expert about the illnesses and what can be done to avoid getting bit. Tick-related diseases can cause mild to severe illnesses. In some cases, they can lead to death. Dr. Nirav Shah is director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. He says simple precautions can help people avoid tick bites.
This includes things like if you're out in the woods or on a trail, just walking in the center of the trail so that weeds and tall grass don't brush up against you, using insect repellent, particularly insect and tick repellent that contains chemicals like DEET that are known to keep ticks away, and simple things like wearing long sleeves, long pants, tucking your pants into your socks, just anything that reduces the amount of skin that you've got open that a tick could latch onto. Those are really the safest and best ways to keep ticks away.
You know, you talk about being like out in a field or hiking or something. What about in your yard? Is there a chance of getting a tick bite in your own backyard?
It's a risk. It's a possibility. What we know is that ticks tend to hang out on tall blades of grass. And then when they sense that someone is coming near them, they're able to transfer over to somebody. But a lot of people's yards contain tall grass, and it can even occur in shorter grass, especially if you're walking out there with flip-flops or barefoot. It's entirely possible that a tick could jump even from a shorter blade of grass in the backyard onto somebody. Again, all the more reason to wear insect repellent now that we're in the summer months, and if possible, wear shoes and socks and not have and reduce the number of places that your body's exposed.
And some of the tick-related illnesses, diseases, can these last a lifetime, or do they have a limited time that they make you feel sick?
The main tick-related disease that we face in Illinois is Lyme disease. There are others, but Lyme disease is the one with the highest numbers. And if diagnosed early, Lyme disease is treatable with antibiotics. The signs and symptoms of Lyme disease are things like fevers, chills, aches and pains, and in particular with Lyme disease, a really characteristic bullseye rash. And it looks like just what it says. It looks like a bullseye. And if you've been out in the woods and you experience fevers, chills, aches and pains, and then you develop this bullseye rash, anywhere within 2 weeks of being outside in the woods or in tall grass, make sure you go see your doctor immediately.
And what does treatment involve?
Treatment for Lyme disease involves a course of antibiotics, and it's an antibiotic that has worked well against Lyme disease for many, many years. And again, if diagnosed and treated early, Lyme disease is curable. It's not something that stays with someone for the entirety of their life. But the key there is making sure the diagnosis is made as early as possible and treatment is started as soon as possible. If those two things are done, Lyme disease is challenging. It can be serious, but that's the best way to minimize the risk of that serious disease.
If those two things are not done, what are the possible consequences?
Well, Lyme disease, like any disease that's left untreated, for a number of weeks and months can have significant consequences. It can cause really debilitating degrees of fatigue, long-term fevers, joint pains, muscle aches, a number of things that can carry onward if the disease is not treated promptly.
And then as far as mosquitoes, the most common mosquito-borne illness in Illinois is now West Nile virus. Is that a recent development, you know, within the last few years, that West Nile virus would be that most common mosquito-borne illness?
We've been contending with West Nile illness in Illinois and indeed in the United States now for over 15 years. But in recent years, what's really happened is two things. The first is that rates of other mosquito diseases have gone down somewhat, whereas rates of West Nile have started to tick upwards. Now, whether we're going to have a good or a bad West Nile season is really dependent on a lot of the weather patterns. And it's almost always too early to tell what a particular West Nile season is going to look like. But what we do know is that West Nile is a risk. We have a number of cases in Illinois every year, and including, unfortunately, occasionally some deaths associated with West Nile. But much as with tick-borne diseases, the best thing to do to protect yourself against West Nile is to minimize the risk of getting bitten by a mosquito in the first place. This includes things like, again, using insect repellent that contains DEET. What's good to protect you against ticks also protects you against mosquitoes. Trying to make sure you always wear long shirts, long sleeves, cover up with a hat when you're outside. And then as it relates to mosquitoes, something that folks don't often think about, but I want to make sure I talk about with you and your listeners, is eliminating areas of standing water. Mosquitoes love and thrive and breed in standing water. And so if on your property you've got a ditch, you've got a big puddle that never seems to dry out, this is the good time to take a look around your yard and try to identify those sources of standing water and drain them or cover them up for good for the summer.
Dr. Nirav Shah is director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. He says most people bitten by an infected mosquito won't demonstrate any symptoms of West Nile virus. For those who do, the symptoms generally show up 3 to 14 days after being bitten. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.